owe you to Hillel and Chizik phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rishon, the 17th day of the month of Elul. I hope you had a great Shabbos. It's great to be back together with all of you as we continue on this extended weekend. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Eliyahu Wolf, Rabbinic Associate of the Young Israel of Woodmere in Woodmere, New York, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Wolf slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a conversation with Rabbi Wolf to learn more about the wonderful community of Woodmere. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wolf.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for the daily chizuk that you have brought so many through this spiritually nurturing call. You have succeeded in canvassing the length and breadth of the United States, enabling local rabbis to reach and touch the global family of Am Yisrael. It is a privilege to join this afternoon. I would like to dedicate my words, L'iloi Nishmas, my paternal grandmother, Rebbetzin Elaine Wolf, Elka Chaya Bas Chayim Yaakov, Aleha Shalom, whose sixth yahrzeit is tomorrow on Chai Elul, and to share two ideas of perspective which are emblematic of her legacy. This coming week's second parsha, Parshas Vayelech, adds an important word to the title of this call, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk call. Moshe Rabbeinu is taking leave of his beloved flock and handing the reins to his protege Yehoshua. He has two important words for both. To the people he says, Chizku v'imtzu, and to Yehoshua, Chazak v'ematz. The first word, Chazak, translates as be strong. But what does ve'ematz mean? The Malbim, the famed 19th century biblical commentator, who is known for his nuanced and precise translation of each word of Scripture, explains in his commentary on Sefer Yehoshua that the initial burst of strength is called chizuk, but keeping the torch lit for a longer period, maintaining resolve, is called ometz. Moshe Rabbeinu prepares Yehoshua and the entire nation for a prolonged period of growth through challenge, not just an initial burst of strength and power. The word resolve was employed by President George W. Bush in the aftermath of 9/11, which is commemorated at the end of this week. As he said 19 years ago, a great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. This message of Chazak ve'ematz is most relevant during the COVID-19 period, as the days turn to weeks and the weeks to months. The initial concept of chizuk requires ometz, resolve to stay the course, to appreciate the words of Tehillim, and to tap into the reserves of inspiration, direction, and guidance on an ongoing daily basis. So how do we exercise and tone our muscle of resolve with today's OU Tehillim Chizuk the Ometz call? Let's look at one shared message throughout the four chapters of Tehillim we are about to say. Chapters 20, 23, 121 and 130 all convey a message of our complete reliance on Hashem as the source of our help and salvation. But in chapter 23 specifically, David HaMelech employs a metaphor, an analogy that is familiar to us from the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur liturgy as well. Hashem ro'i lo echzar. Hashem is my shepherd. I shall not want. In Rav Amnon of Mainz's famous Unasana Tokef, we employ the same theme, kivakaras roa edro, like a shepherd inspecting his flock. And in the Yom Kippur theme song, which begins with the phrase, ki anu amecha ve'ata elokeinu, for we are your people and you are our God, we sing anu tzonecha ve'ata ro'enu, we are your sheep and you are our shepherd. What empowering message of resolve is conveyed by a sheepish metaphor? Let's examine the second verse. Bin os deshe yarbitzeni, al me menuchos yinahaleni. In lush meadows he lays me down, beside tranquil waters he leads me. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the great disciple of the Vilna Gaon, explains that at times sheep are interested in exploring new terrain, looking for greener pastures, but their shepherd holds them back, laying them down, forcing them to be content where they are. Unbeknownst to the sheep, miles of barren nourishment surround the pasture. So the discerning shepherd restrains his sheep with care and consideration. Other times, the flock, grazing contently, find themselves prodded forward by the shepherd's staff. The sheep are unaware of the tranquil waters that await around the bend. This recognition of Hashem's shepherding, loving presence and guidance opens a window of perspective to our lives in general and the COVID crisis in particular. At times we are held back, not able to progress, not able to function the way we had lived previously. Our shepherd is encouraging us to graze in his lush meadows, to take perspective and be appreciative of the blessings in our lives, to be happy with what we have. Think about COVID keepers, how we have grown closer, what new ideas and positive initiatives we have implemented in our lives, such as deciding to come together on a daily basis. Other times we are sometimes even out of our comfort zone, and we believe that our shepherd knows of the tranquil waters ahead that will hydrate and promote our growth. The message of dependence, trust, and faith conveyed by this imagery of a shepherd and underscored by each chapter of Tehillim we will recite is particularly poignant when as a country we reflect on 9/11 at the end of this week and as a nation during the upcoming prayers of the Yom Noraim, Days of Awe. We know that Hashem is leading us, and as we recite these four chapters together, let us strengthen our resolve. In the words of Psalm 27 that we recite daily during these auspicious days, Kaveh el Hashem, Chazak ve'amitz libecha, v'kaveh el Hashem. Place your hope in Hashem, strengthen your heart's resolve, and place your hope in Hashem by reaching in and then extending out, maybe making a phone call to others, deepening our connection with family, friends, and community, and thereby eliciting the blessing of Psalm 23 that was a favorite expression of my grandmother, Aleha Shalom. Kosi revaya, may our cups overflow with good health, blessing, and a shnas chayim v'shalom, a year of good health, strength, resolve, and peace. I begin with Tehillim Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam natsayach mizmor l'David, yancha Adonai b'yom sara, Yitzagevcha Shein Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezricha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadaka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olatcha Yidash Nesela. Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha Lechol Atzatzecha Yimalei. Niranina bishua secha uvishem Eloheinu nidgol Yimale Adonai kol mishalotecha Ata yadati ki oshi Adonai mishicho Ya'aneu mishmei kacho v'gvurot yesha yimino Eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar. Binos Desha Yarbitaini, Almei Menucho Sinaleini. Nafshi Yishoved, Yancheini V'magli Tzedek V'man Shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmaves, lo ira ra ki atoy madi, shiftecho mishantecho heima yinachamuni. Taroch lifonai shulchan, neget zorirai, bishanto v'ashem en roshi, kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veit Adonai le'orech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir l'malot, esay na'yel he'harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, otei shamayim varet. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomirecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomirecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, liyareyach balayla. Adonai yishmarecha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeitzecha voecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiyen haznecha kashuvot v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar yah Adonai mi yamod. Ki imecha tzelicha l'man tivarei. Ki vitzi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomirim l'boker, shomirim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'arbe imo fidus. V'hu yifteth Yisrael mikol avonotav. Yishaberach prayer for those who are in need of a refuah shlema. Yishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirapes acholim. Bavur shekoako mispalim bavura mischarda kodesh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam urapotam ulachizikam ulachiyotam vishlach lahem meira refua shleima min hashamayim lechol evareihem ulechol gideihem b'sol shar cholei Yisrael refuat hanefesh urefuat haguf hashtob agolo lizman kariv v'nomar amen. Conclude with the prayer of Achenu. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzaro vashivya haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotiem mitzar levacha umeafela leora umishibu legula shtabagala lizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Wolf. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
Thank you so much. Thank you for asking. Thank you for reaching out. Thank God we are well, transitioning to the beginning of school, and thank God we're well.
Chasdei Hashem, and obviously we wish the neshama of your grandmother should have an aliyah. But you've also given me my homework. I'm going to have to go back to the OU Communications Department and change the template of how we go about exactly. I'm not moving forward. But again, thank you for sharing a beautiful Divrei Torah with us. So to get us started, and we've been fortunate and be hard-pressed to find a Jew in today's world who doesn't know of the young Israel of Widmir, and we were privileged to have both Rabbi Billet as well as Rabbi Axelrod on the program. Rabbi Axelrod was on in the earlier days before we had this segment where we talked about the community, but we were fortunate to have that conversation with Rabbi Billet a month or two ago. But you'll give us a unique perspective from your eyes and from your personal experience. So give us a little bit of background of the young Israel, of Widmir, of your role that you play at the shul, and really the community in general.
So the community is a very large community, which covers the gamut of the Orthodox Jewish world. And thank God our shul services over 1,000 families, and we have I have the privilege of working as part of a robust rabbinic team under the leadership of Rabbi Billet, Rabbi Axelrod, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Glatt, Rabbi Shai Schechter, Rabbi David Foreman, and myself. And we, right now, our focus is certainly on the Yamim Noraim, trying to make sure that we have the appropriate facilities to cater to the needs of our membership, both those who want to daven indoors, those who want to daven outdoors, and that's really the focus. A lot of transition, a lot of movement in terms of people coming back to shul, and we're trying to make sure that everybody feels comfortable at their pace, to either to come back to shul, to keep up with minyanim via Zoom. We're moving back to, obviously we're not back at our pre-COVID offerings of shiurim and social events, but we're trying to help our membership move forward.
So that's a good jumping point for us, and let's segue there for a moment if we can. Talking about Rosh Hashanah, we're less than 2 weeks away at this point, and a shul. I don't know if there's a shul in the country larger than the Young Israel of Widmir. I'm down here in Boca Raton. Boca Raton Synagogue is a sizable shul and definitely the largest in the southeast. But the Young Israel of Widmir, we have a few families over us. I know there was a color war between the youth
right,
earlier this summer. I don't know who won. It might have been a draw. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But if you can share with us a little bit, because it's a massive shul, it's a huge community. What are the preliminary plans for the multiple minyanim? Are there any backyard minyanim? Is everything going to be at the shul itself on the campus? And what about those who aren't able to make it into shul for whatever reason, to ensure at least on Sunday that they'll hear the shofar?
Right. So that's a great question. It is true. Thank God, there are many people who have extended themselves and opened up house minyanim to cater to some of the membership. The numbers are generally over the Yom Ha'aretz. Our shul seats around 2,500 people in two different locations, on the main shul campus, and then they rent space in a local school, the Lawrence Widmir Academy. This year, we're like kind of half of that. We're trying to seat around 1,300, which is also very challenging with social distancing. Our large spaces, our main shul, which normally would seat a couple of around 300-400 people, perhaps even more, is down to like 150. So we're kind of leveraging the space that we have indoors. We're leveraging outside space, so we have a number of tents on our shul campus, and then we've secured two other campuses as well for both indoor and outdoor minyanim. So given that, with a lot of effort and work by very dedicated lay leadership in the shul and the rabbinic staff of the shul and the executive staff of the shul, you know, on all levels, many, many people have really pitched in and are pitching in to try to ensure that they'll be able to staff. Well, we're hoping for around 13 minyanim, with obviously with Balei Tefillah and Balei Tokeya and Balei Kriya. So that's a lot of logistics to manage, with Siyata Deshmaya, and again a lot of people putting in a lot of time. Hopefully that will come to be. For people who are not able to come to shul, so then obviously we're going to try to take efforts to make sure that shofar blowing is available, whether in locations around the neighborhood, if there are people that need people to come in to blow shofar, come near their homes to blow shofar, then that will be arranged as well.
Amazing. Wow. What an operation. Really incredible. So, one last question for you. We've been talking on these calls for several months now, especially during these uncertain times. It's hard to project. You know, one thing we've really maybe perhaps come to recognize is that we only have what we have right in front of us at this moment, and we can plan and hope for the best for the future and to strategize, and that's something shuls have been especially doing, trying to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, for the high holidays. But when we think about change and we try and perhaps look to the future of a world where we'll be post-COVID-19, whatever that will mean, and perhaps that's a conversation in more depth with Rabbi Dr. Glatt, for our listeners, who is an infectious disease specialist in addition to being one of the rabbanim at the Young Israel Woodmere. What communal changes do you anticipate us moving forward with? How will our communities look different? We try and get back to what we hope will be a better and new normal.
That's a great question to think about throughout the Yom Ha'aretz and the Tefillos and in general. Obviously, we want to grow from the experience. We want it to have meaning. We want it to be something that changes us for the better. I would think that hopefully, I would hope that we have more of an appreciation of our sacred spaces of shuls, of Batei Medrash, and the sacred space of our homes. Both the fact that we've been more at home, confined to home, to hopefully give us a greater appreciation of that sacred space and the opportunities of being home and the blessing and privilege of a home. And then the shuls and Batei Medrash that we were restrained from or locked out of for so long, and now even though we're back, we're back on a limited basis, to appreciate what that means and the opportunity and the privilege of Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. Alach Azos Benoam Hashem Levaker Beicholo. The word Levaker, some translate Bikur, that it's almost something that we don't do. It's intermittent, because otherwise it becomes too familiar. So while, of course, we want to be familiar in shul, and we want that to be our second home, a shul or Beis Medrash, but it should be the fact that we've now hopefully gained a greater appreciation of what it means to have the privilege and opportunity to come to shul, that should inform how we conduct ourselves in shul and how we conduct ourselves as we walk into a shul, to kind of leave other things outside and keep that a sacred space to connect with Hashem and to connect to each other in a spiritually positive way.
Certainly so, and I'm thinking while you were just sharing that, I remember when our shul down here in Boca reopened its doors. We first were home like everyone else, and then eventually had minyanim on the campus outside until we eventually moved in. And I remember that first morning when we were having minyanim back in the building, I showed up like a half an hour early. The doors weren't even open. I was lobby. I was tailgating outside of the shul, such anticipation and excitement. But you know what? But it's like that bar mitzvah boy putting on tefillin for the first time, and then the avoda, the work, is then to sustain and continue it going forward each day, you know, with the same degree of excitement. But I think you also alluded to something else, is what changes, and we've talked about on these phone calls over the last few months, little things that are really big things in our lives, whether it's, you know, turning one's phone off when going into shul, or, you know, folks saying, you know, today I'm going to really try to be careful not to talk to my neighbors in shul as much as I want to speak with them. I'm going to try and take these 35 minutes and really just focus on speaking with the Creator. So there are, quote-unquote, little changes and things we could do to work on that growth. And, you know, perhaps these months have been something that's preparing us for that, a little bit for that work. Rabbi Wolf, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community and for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Masary of Congregation Beth Rambam in Houston, Texas. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.